From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the face of growing skepticism, President Obama is asking Americans to trust him when he says that his plan to overhaul health care will work for them, not against them. He's back on the road to make that case, this time Minnesota, where a rally will be held about an hour from now. Earlier in his weekly address, President Obama said reform can no longer wait.
We have had a long and important debate, but now's the time for action. Because every day we wait, more Americans will lose their health care, their businesses, and their homes, but also the dreams they've worked for and the peace of mind they deserve. They are why we have to succeed.
But the plan's still a tough sell among conservatives, many of whom marched to the U.S. Capitol today. NPR's Allison Keyes says the gathering is diverse and emotionally charged.
It's kind of mixed of a carnival atmosphere, and people are angry. People are elated that so many have come from all over the country. I've spoken to people that have come from Florida. I've spoken to people that have come from California. People came from all over the nation to be part of this movement. Some of the signs people have, Obama lies, old folks die. Stupidly is as stupidly does. There's another woman in front of me that has a sign with two empty hands that says, "Where is my bailout?"
NPR's Allison Keyes reporting from downtown Washington, D.C. China is condemning President Obama's decision to increase duties on imports of tires from China, calling it a grave act of trade protectionism. Today, the White House defended its decision, saying Chinese tire imports had caused a clear disruption to the U.S. industry. We have more on this from NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.
Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Yao Jian said in a statement that the tire tariffs violate U.S. commitments made in April at the G20 financial summit in London to avoid protectionist measures. He said they also violate World Trade Organization rules, and he indicated that China could appeal to that body. Yao warned that Washington's move could also trigger a chain reaction of protectionist measures that might slow down any global economic recovery. The decision is likely to come up when President Obama meets with Chinese President Hu Jintao at the upcoming G20 meeting in Pittsburgh later this month. President Obama's first state visit to China is set for November. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
More results have been released today from Afghanistan's presidential election in August, and it's reaffirming incumbent Hamid Karzai's lead. The Independent Election Commission released results from 93% of the polling stations across the country. The commission says Karzai has 54% of the vote. His main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, trails with about 28%. Some votes have been thrown out over irregularities, but not enough yet to force Karzai into a runoff against his challenger. From Washington, this is NPR News. The British government has confirmed police are investigating the UK's internal and external security agencies after separate allegations of torture. Larry Miller has more from London.
The British Foreign Office instructed Scotland Yard to investigate the treatment of a foreign national who claims he was detained and tortured by the External Intelligence Service, MI6. Foreign Secretary David Miliband says there cannot be further comment until the facts are known, but he insists the government condemns torture. This is the second such investigation referred to Scotland Yard. It's already looking into the claims of former Guantanamo detainee and UK resident Binyam Mohammed. He says MI5, the internal intelligence agency, was complicit in his alleged torture by the CIA. The U.S. accused Mohammed of having links to Al-Qaeda, but he was never charged. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
In Pakistan, the military says it has destroyed three more militant hideouts and killed nearly two dozen insurgents in the northwestern Khyber tribal region. The Khyber Pass is an important supply route for U.S. and NATO forces fighting the Taliban in neighboring Afghanistan. A senior European Union delegation is in Zimbabwe for talks with the fledgling power-sharing government for the first time in 7 years. President Robert Mugabe wants targeted EU sanctions against him lifted. Somalia's capital, the site of a deadly mortar attack this weekend, officials say more than a dozen people were killed. They're blaming Islamic insurgents. The group Al-Shabaab, which operates openly in Mogadishu, is trying to overthrow the government. This is NPR.